Tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind building something that that just has a triangular look to it.
Yes. Well, we wanted to create, in essence, a sense of lightness, a very light presence in the sky of London. Because London is not a city of skyscrapers.
Yeah.
I mean, this building is at the foot of the oldest bridge of London, the first bridge of London. And it made a lot of sense to make a spire-shaped building, which has a light presence going to the top and disappearing in the sky. So this was a very, very important point for us to build. And because of its mixed use, which was just explained before, we can do it. We have larger floor plates for the offices, and then the building gets more slender to the top. And right at the top, we have a public viewing gallery. So you can take your children out there and enjoy the views of London.
Which I heard it costs about £25 to get up to in the first. But in terms of, you mentioned the London skyline. London is not known for its skyscrapers. It's not a city, even though it is a world-class city, it's not like New York or Hong Kong, or even some would say now Dubai with its high skyscrapers as it is. Why not then go for as high as you can? Why not make it the tallest building in the world?
I think it's a matter of scale. I think a building of 310 meters in London is a very tall building.
Yeah.
It's not so much about the height of the building, it's more about its proportion as its presence. And I think this height, and we have been able to make it slender, it makes a lot of sense. So I don't think we needed to go higher than that.
If you can describe it from, or explain it to me as simply as possible, talk to me about the physics of it. I mean, it seems as though it's something that could...
Well, actually, to build a spire-shaped tower makes a lot of sense, because it's stronger at the bottom,
yeah.
It holds, and then it gets more slender, it takes less wind forces at the top. So it's a very logical engineering shape. And so with the engineers, we actually have been able to build a very economic and very rational tower.
Mm.
It may not look like it, but it actually is, because the physics makes sense, being slender at the top, being larger at the bottom.
There are a lot of interesting things, a lot of interesting facts about this building here. There's 95% of the construction materials is from recycled materials. Talk to me about the importance of that.
Well, I think we are living in a more and more fragile world today, so we need to be responsible and build responsible. For example, with the facade, we have a very active facade, so all the sun radiation is taken out of the building with blinds in a double facade, so it's a very active, intelligent facade. So it's very important that you work intelligently with and to improve the performance of the building.
And that conserves energy. You're not going to be using a lot more air conditioning in the summertime.
When it's a great day, there's more natural light in the building, so you use less electricity. When it's a very sunny day, the blinds go down and you get less heat gain in the building. So it's very simple physics, but it's very important.
Before I let you go, I have to ask you, what's your favorite feature? What's your favorite part of the building?
I think the favorite part is the top, and the shards don't quite touch each other and disappear in the sky, but also I think it's probably less visible, but it's at the bottom of the tower, because it's very open, very light.
Yeah.
40% of the area is public. People can move along and underneath the building, which I think is a great feature.